This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. 600 state and local officials are asking Congress for direct federal aid to states, cities, and counties. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado Speaker of the House and State Treasurer were among those who signed on to the letter. It says local and state governments are in desperate need of more federal COVID relief funding. The group is asking for immediate relief and says it's critical to blunt the economic impacts of the pandemic. Congress is still negotiating the details of the next stimulus bill. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A nationwide ammunition shortage is having an impact on Colorado law enforcement. KRDO reports that multiple agencies in southern Colorado have had shipments of ammunition delayed by months. Manufacturers have also raised their prices in response to high demand, causing budget issues for small agencies. The shortage could prevent some departments from conducting mandatory firearms training. The ammunition shortage began last spring, shortly after states started to introduce COVID-19 restrictions. Extreme cold is setting in along the Front Range this weekend. On Sunday, the forecast high for Denver is 9 degrees. For those who are unhoused, this weekend will be especially difficult. The Denver Rescue Mission is taking precautions for the pandemic. The Rescue Mission's Nicole Cheddar.
We're screening people as they come in, taking their temperatures, making sure everyone's wearing a mask. And if they don't have a mask, we're providing one for them.
This is CPR News.